I was commenting to an email that they sent to the County Council expressing their concerns. And I've spoken to a number of members of the Teddy Towns, and they want one call to my home last week, such was how exacerbated he was at the situation. And I think the crux of this all comes back to in 2014, when the Town Council of Buncrana was abolished, there was commitments made both national and at county level that there would be no dilution of the services that the Buncrana had enjoyed to that point. But unfortunately, we've seen that winding back.
Okay, so what has happened? What is not there now that would assist Buncrana Tidy Towns that was there when the Town Council was in situ?
Well, when the Town Council was there, you had a far better relationship. Well, no, there is a good working relationship with the Tidy Towns and local staff and the council, but you had a far more focused and dedicated approach from the Town Council that would have supported them. But you can see examples now, like the pollinator plan that was in place in Buncrana, in which Buncrana Tidy Towns had won numerous awards. They won 4 gold medals, they won Northwest Medal for it, and in Ireland West as well. That has now been scaled back due to lack of resources within Donegal County Council, and it's a really, really retrograde step. And
well, a local councillor is staying on top of this, though. I mean, were you aware that that had been scaled back? You surely didn't just find that out, did you, when you were copied into this this email? I mean, what are local councillors doing to ensure that the Tidy Towns committee is supported like it should be?
Yeah, and all councillors, not just myself, have been raising this consistently. I went up and I met with a senior roads engineer last week about this issue, and I've written again to Director of Service and the initial manager on this issue. But I think things have really, really come to a head. We've been trying to work behind the scenes on this. We've been trying to push in all approaches, but we've been kind of banging our head against the wall for a while, and resources have been diminishing, and it's really unacceptable. And I think there is going to have to be something very significant going to happen. I think certainly the nine county councillors will need to unite on this and demand greater resources.